Not even me. I hope the Spirit has said it unto you. Let us quicken your heart and your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as they lead us in worship unto the King, and as we begin to pray for just a few minutes, we have a few minutes left. So, and as we do, you lift your hands and lift your hearts. And as the choir leads us in song today, I want you to begin to pray all over this building. God loves you today. If you're not born again of the water and of the Spirit, there's all.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
The name and tell them that because you are a carrier of the covenant. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. I want to talk about the covenant. In chapter 12, you'll discover in chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, God, watch this, God comes to Abraham. Now, here is something that I want every one of us to realize. That Abraham does not go to God, but God initiated the contact in Genesis 12, 1, 2, and 3. God initiated the contact. God was the one who came to Abraham. Abraham was in a land that was filled with idolatry. He was in a place where they worshiped idols rather than God. And what happened was, God now comes to Abraham in chapter 12. I've always wondered, why did God initiate this contact? It's a very real possibility that God initiated the contact is because God saw the seed that he had planted on the inside of Abraham. There are those of us that are in here today, you didn't go to God, but God came to you. Wherever you were in your life, God initiated the contact. He said, well, I came to church and I found Jesus. God was the one who woke you up and led you there. God initiates the contact, and I tell you why. It's because God has a seed that he has sowed inside of you. You see, from the time or before the time of your birth, God put his seed on the inside of you, and let me tell you, God does not abort nor abandon any of his work. No matter how bad you are, no matter where you were in life, God still saw his seed. Am I talking to anybody this morning? God saw his seed on the inside of you. I want to talk to somebody that might be in a situation right now. You might be in a dark, dreary place in your life, and you might think you are in a state of despair or a state of depression. You might be in a situation where you think that things just can't go right. It seems like there's one thing after another after another. But I want to tell you something. God still has, and he still sees that seed that he has planted on the inside of you. He's sown a seed inside of you, and guess what? God sowed that seed on the inside of you because he knows that he put that seed in good ground. You remember this. You are good for something. Never let Satan or anybody else make you think that you're good for nothing. You are good for something is because God planted something on the inside of you. Watch this. God goes to Abraham in chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, and God makes a covenant with Abraham. He says, Abraham, he says, I'm going to bless you. He said, I'm going to make your name great. I'm even going to make a nation out of you. He says, Abraham, I'm not only going to bless you, he says, I'm going to curse those that curse you. He says, those that bless you, I'm going to bless them. He said, anybody that fight with you is really, literally going to have a fight with me. And God has never lost a fight. He says, I'm going to bless. He said, now, the reason why I'm blessing you, Abraham, is because I'm going to make you a blessing to others. That seed that God has planted on the inside of you, that spiritual seed that God has planted on the inside of you, is not only going to be a blessing to you, but it's also going to be a blessing to others. All right. You know why? Because you're going to be a light. You're going to be a light that leads people out of dark places. You're going to be a light. See, when we think about blessing, we automatically think about giving somebody some money. Blessings go way bigger than that. Come on now, you got to think outside of the box. Blessings go way beyond that. Blessings, you might bless somebody by leading them to Jesus Christ and leading somebody out of that darkness of the world into the marvelous light, into the marvelous light of salvation of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, you saved their lives. You blessed them for the rest of their lives now and beyond. And so, he initiates the contact. He comes to you. God comes to Abraham, and when he comes to Abraham, he says, listen, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. He said, I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. But here's what I want you to know. God makes the covenant with Abraham. He says, Abraham, I made this covenant with you. In chapter 12, verse 4, the Bible says that after God comes to Abraham and tell Abraham to get away from his father and his father's kindred, Abraham, in verse 4 of chapter 12, he gets up and he leaves. Now, I want you to see this. Come on, chapter 12, verse 4. I want you to see this because here's what I want you to know. Your act of faith shows God that you trust him. I'm going down somebody's alley. God will not do anything with you until you please him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible for God to move in your life. Without showing an act of faith. Listen, there are some people that can quote scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation. There are some people that can quote scripture that they can tell you just about everything in the Bible. But if there's no act of faith, if you can't show what you believe, if you can't show what you quote, let me tell you, there's nothing to you. He says, watch this. Abraham gets up he leaves, and by his act of faith, God says, I'm going to use you. Now, here's what I like. That's in chapter 12. In chapter 13, God comes along. In chapter 13, verses 14 through 18, he renews this covenant. He says, Abraham, by you getting up, getting your wife, getting your belongings, and acting upon my word, watch this. He says, now you're out here. He says, Abraham, look at the whole land that is before you. What's happening with the scripture? He says, look at the whole land before you. He said, everywhere that you see, verse 14, he says, everywhere that you see, north, south, east, and west, he said, I'm renewing this covenant. He said, go out. He said, everywhere that the bottom of your feet hit, he says, I'm going to give it to you. Now, here's what I like. God makes the covenant in chapter 12. In chapter 13, he renews the covenant. He renews and reminds. He renews the covenant, and he reminds Abraham of what he's going to do. Why? Because Abraham had gone through a devastating experience. And I want to tell you today, by you being a carrier of the covenant, God will continue to renew and remind us of his covenant relationship with us. Do I have anybody to know what I'm talking about? All through your life, here's what God is going to do. He's going to renew and he's going to remind, he's going to show you, I still have this covenant with you. He's going to validate, he's going to continually say. In fact, if you take notice, he's already been doing it in your life. You remember there were some times when you were down? You remember that? God picked you up. He was renewing his covenant. What he said that he was going to do from the start of your relationship with God, he's constantly been doing it. He's been constantly, every time you go into this deep, dark depression, some kind of way, God brings you a lot, bring you out of it. Every time that you're going into despair, haven't God brought you out? Every time that life hits, life sins, life, I'm talking about some of the biggest accidents and things that have happened in your life has wrecked your life sometime, and what God did. He come along, and he renewed his covenant. He says, I told you from the start that I was going to be with you. Watch this. By you being a carrier of the covenant of Christ, that seed that is in you, by you being a carrier of the covenant, he renews. Somebody say renew. He renews and reminds. Secondly of all, he renewed and he reminded Abraham. But watch this. Not only did he renew and remind Abraham, but secondly, as you walk through this journey of life, God will repair. Not only will he renew, but he will repair the things that's been broken in your life. You see, in the text that you're looking at today, the Bible said after Abraham had been separated from Lot, Lot was Abraham's nephew. He was like a son to him. He was Abraham's brother's son. And he had raised him. And here, some people had come into the camp and had stolen Lot away. They had taken him into captivity. That hurt Abraham. That was heartbreaking to Abraham. It was a devastating thing that happened. And Abraham, watch this, when you go back and read it, he got 318 men together and some of his friends, some kings. How many of you know that you need to have friends to help you to fight sometimes? It's good to have friends to help you to fight. He had to go into a battle. He had to go in there and get and retrieve his nephew from the enemy. There are some things that the enemy has taken from you that you need to go back and get. I know I need to say that again because somebody obviously is not with me. There are some things that you need to go and get. Now watch this. You get you a good prayer partner. A good partner that pray and fast. A person that will go down with you in prayer. And say, hey, come on go over here with me because I need you to help me fight. I'm not talking about fight physically. I'm talking about go down in prayer. Because the Bible said that where two or three are joined together, Jesus said, I'll show up. Now look, devil, I've got somebody that's going to come along with me. I've got some help. Now watch this. Abraham gets 318 men, and he gets those kings together. They go into the camp, and they get Lot back. But there are some circumstances that are going to happen in your life. Even though you are a carrier of the covenant, God renewed, but he also repaired. There are some things that's going to break your heart. There are some things in your life that's going to break your heart that circumstances just come along and do. There are some things that you have no control over that's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why some of these things happen in your life. One is to strengthen your faith. There are some things that's going to happen in your life to strengthen your faith. They're going to happen. I'm talking about it doesn't matter how holy you are. It doesn't matter how righteous you are. There are some things that are going to happen that are beyond your control that are going to happen to strengthen your faith. Then there are some things that are going to happen in your life. They're going to happen to bring glory to God. Do I have any believers in the house? I'll tell you one. I'll give you an instance. There was a young man that was born blind. It was nothing that he had done. And they brought him to Jesus. They said, who sinned? Was it this man or was it his parents? He said, no, he was born that way. He said, this was done for the glory of God. There are some things that are going to happen in your life that you have no control over, but they're there to be, they're going to bring glory to God. But here's the good thing. Here's where you ought to shout if you have a shout. After your life has been shattered into pieces, after your heart has been broken, watch this. Jesus will come along and repair it. God is going to come along and repair it. Why? Because you are a carrier of the covenant. That covenant is the covenant is that seed. That you are a carrier of it. And God is not going to let anything happen to that covenant. Walk in faith. Walk in confidence today. Walk. I'm talking about walk and be assured that you are in God's hand. How many people in here, you are in God's hand and you just know it? Come on now, be sure you are in God's hand. And when you are in God's hand, the devil and hell cannot pluck you out. Yes, you will have some hard times. Yes, you are going to have some trying times. Yes, things are going to challenge you. But still and yet, God is going to bring you through. Is there anybody here that can testify, somehow I made it through it all? Through it all, God brings you through. He did not leave you in that situation. And I'm going to tell you what he did. He repaired what's broken in your life. I need to tell you this. There are things in your life only God can repair. Psychiatrists can't repair it. Money can't repair it. Friends can't repair it. Relationship with parents can't repair it. God will allow some things to happen in your life that only he can repair. You know why? Because it brings glory to God. Because you are a carrier of his covenant. He will not abandon you. He will not leave you. I'm talking to somebody today. He will not leave you in that situation. He will not. I know it's tough right now, or it has been tough, or it will be tough, but he's not going to leave you in that situation. not only does he, it, by you being a carrier, not only will he renew. Is anybody getting this morning? Not only will he renew, not only will he repair, but being a carrier of the covenant, somebody say restore. God will restore. God, by you being a carrier of the covenant, God will restore you. You see, this is the year that you're in. We're in a year of increase. And in order for you to enjoy your increase, you got to be restored. I know I'm talking to somebody this evening. Somebody who hadn't really gotten it. You'll get it, and you might get it on your way home. But you have to, God is going to restore you. Watch this. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? Y'all talk back to me if you can. You see, when you are restored, the word restore means to give back something or someone that was lost or taken. When you, that's what the word restore means, to give back something that was lost or taken, to restore it, to put or bring into existence for use. I like the word restore, to return us back to our earlier or original condition. I like to see guys, I like to see people get furniture and restore it. They return it back to its original condition. Well, when you go back to your life, if you be in Christ, Jesus restores you back to your original condition. In fact, in most of our cases, we look better than we used to look. To restore means he bring us back. He bring us back. He takes back something that was lost. Well, you ask sometimes, and I know that you ask, well, what was lost? Your joy. Satan came along and took your joy. He took your pride. He made you ashamed. Sometimes you wanted to hide your face. Sometimes you close the door, close the blinds up, stayed in the dark, and God says, no, I'm going to restore you. He says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become what? You see, you have that joy back. You have that peace of mind. And you can tell when a person has peace of mind. They walk in that peace. They walk in that, are you with me yet? They walk in that joy. They walk in a way that you've never seen them walk before. They walk in so many ways, and they start to say, you know what? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How many people are letting their light shine? How many people in here know that you're a carrier of the covenant? That God has sown a seed in your life. And if you, God has sown a seed in your life, and you know that you're a carrier of the covenant, why don't you stand on your feet and give God a hand clap of praise? Come on now, if you know that I am what God said that I am, I can do what God says I can do, give him a hand clap of praise this morning. There is someone here who has never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you're here today. You say, you know what? I've never accepted Jesus. I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You can come today. You see, when God restores you, he reconditions you. He reconstructs you. He redesigns. He redevelops you. He refurbishes you. He puts you in rehab. He remakes you. He remodels. He renovates you. He refills you. He resupplies you. He remodernizes you. When God does something in your life, because you are a carrier of the covenant. Maybe there's someone here Maybe you say, you know what? I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I need a church family. I need a church family to grow with me. I want to get with other carriers of the covenant. And I want us to grow together. Listen, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. But you have to be striving for perfection. You see, we cannot set the bar so low in life until we step over it. But yet you can't set it so high until you become so holy and righteous, until you're no good for God. You see, when you set the bar so high in your life, and you get in, you can drift off into self-righteousness. That you're better than everybody else. That you're more right. That you're more holy. Don't set the bar that high, but don't set it so low. When I say, well, you can step over it, don't set your life bar so low until in and everything go. And you're still okay with it. That's what we mean. Come. This church family has been praying for you. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent. You can come just as you are today. Come. Say it. Come. Come. May God bless you and may God keep you is our prayer. Good morning.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary. A family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking needs. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. With Hunter & Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter & Beck, you get Hunter & Beck.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-